Festivals have had a profound effect on music ever since the Newport Jazz Festival started in 1954, or possibly as far back as Stonehenge. Monterey in 1967 and Woodstock in 1969 turned out to be game changers for music history, and they are still important, if for no other reason than the incredible size they can attain. Glastonbury, Coachella, and Bonnaroo accommodate an audience 5 times that of Intrust Bank Arena, and the biggest crowds can get the biggest acts. The only way you'll get to see Kendrick Lamar this summer is if you travel to a festival. At best, a music festival fosters a community of like-minded fans. It's visceral and close to nature. At worst, though, the music can end up like fast food, the same everywhere you go and easily forgettable. For a truly memorable experience, I recommend finding a festival that doesn't cater to the largest audience. South by Southwest in Austin is famously big, and pretty much everybody agrees it was better when it was underground. Something more true to the slogan "Keep Austin Weird" might be the Levitation Festival, which will feature more experimental rock acts like Ty Siegel and The OCs. Other niche styles have their festivals too, like opera at Santa Fe or blues at Telluride. And there are some unique settings, like one in a series of Mexican caves and one on a remote Norwegian island north of the Arctic Circle. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
This is Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here, of course, with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Hi, Fletcher. I'm good.
It's exciting to talk about festivals. There's always interesting stuff going on. You've brought along a listening list this time of, looks like, people who are playing in festivals this year or have at least played recently in some of these festivals.
Right, yeah. So I started out with this person, Caterina Barbieri, who I've never heard of before. I've never heard this piece before, but she's going to be one of the headliners at Moog Fest in North Carolina. Moog Fest was created to promote the Moog synthesizer, which is the game changer of synthesizers. This tune is really cool. I mean, it really shows off the instrument. And so it's a case in point of a festival that's really focused on one thing. And to make it even more focused, they're only doing women composers this year. So I think it's going to be really a landmark event.
And so this next one you have up here, it's Sonar in Barcelona. But tell me about this festival.
This is so crazy. Okay, so this is an event that is dedicated to what they call advanced music, whatever that means. I don't know if it's the advancement of humanity or something, but it's really cool. And there's some amazing acts. There's going to be Tom York, LCD Sound System, Gorillaz. But they're connected to some kind of radio telescope. And the idea is that this music is going to be broadcast to the universe live. Anyway, wow, what a cool thing to be a part of. Yeah, this is going to be in Barcelona. I did find, here's one of the artists that's going to be playing at Sonar this year. Claude Speed with 3 E's, so you know it's cool. And this is a tune called BCCCC with 4 C's, so that's even cooler. It's on an album, Infinity Ultra, from last year.
And then you mentioned during your piece just a moment ago, the Levitation Festival on Ty Siegel.
Yeah, Ty Segall. I'm glad I found him when I was researching this this project. Wow, what a cool tune. It's really in your face, and it's really alternative, and I think most of you are going to hate it, but I really love it. It's just rocking and funky, and it's got all kinds of threads. And yeah, he'll be at Levitation in Austin on April 26th.
Talking also about Telluride and their festival. You've got a song here from Punch Brothers.
Yeah, I'm just looking for an excuse to play some Punch Brothers because I think they're awesome. yeah, this is a tune called Movement and Location. It's an amazing song to me because it sounds like electronic music. Everybody's playing so precisely, and there's this kind of trance-like repetition to it, but it's done completely on acoustic bluegrass instruments. This is from the album, an album from 2013, a tune called Movement and Location.
You mentioned opera, and I think people really think of some stuffy, stodgy things going on. But it looks like the Santa Fe Opera Festival has some really interesting stuff.
Yeah, this surprises me. You know, opera has become like a hotbed of new music. The biggest and the smartest opera companies are figuring out that people don't just want the same old dusty stuff anymore. I mean, I love me some Wagner and everything, but yeah, there's a really vital new composer, John Adams. I mean, he's a living composer, and he's writing just really amazing, pertinent stuff. And this is an opera called Dr. Atomic, which is about the Manhattan Project and creating the first atomic bomb. Very, very dramatic, of course. This is the finale from that opera.
What benevolent demon
And then we'll end up here with a couple of artists I just really enjoy who played apparently last year at Telluride.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what's going to be playing at Telluride Blues Festival this coming year, but I think you should go anyway. And this project really killed me. It's two just superstars of the blues genre together on an album. This is Taj Mahal and Keb Mo. So this is an album called Taj Mo from last year. This is just a beautiful tune. She Knows How to Rock Me.
Well, we'll take it out with that. Thanks, Mark. As always, I'll be taking a look to find out which festivals I'm going to hit this year.
Always fun. Thanks, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Yeah, she rock me up, she rock me down, rock me cross, Lord, she rock me around. She knows how to rock me. She sure can rock me. If you ever been rocked, then you know just what I mean. Yeah.